Adrian Botts online. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew.
I know you got a clash against her tomorrow, but the build-up's going to be pretty big there tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's great to see these horses back for the carnival, and hopefully, like you were just saying, it brings a nice crowd to the races, and we'll put on a good spectacle for everyone tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, most people suggest that it's Ecuador getting to the lead and dictating. How do you see the horse first up tomorrow?
Yeah, look, he's nice and fresh, so he should have that early speed. We've seen that in his trial and his previous races. So, look, Red Excitement's obviously another one with a little bit of speed. So, look, we'll just see how it pans out for him. But he does have the tactical speed to put himself right there if needs be.
Yeah, I guess we'll wait and see. I guess what you're telling us there, though, off those two trials that we've seen, and the last one was pretty good behind the stablemate, Hugo Foscolo, the horses. You know, he might be eight, but he's there wanting to be there.
Yeah, he really is. It's quite amazing to watch his progress. And I think last preparation was probably one of his strongest to date, even though, as you said, he is getting older. But he's really improving, and he's thriving with his work and his racing at the moment. And this time round, it seems no different. He's a happy horse at the moment, and still seems plenty of racing left in his legs.
I mean, people might look at the Doncaster, but what those runs in the CFO and the futurity behind Blackheart, Barton, Toss and Stardom, Turn Me Loose. They were really good runs there, weren't they?
Yeah, they certainly were. I think they were a lot of credit for those runs. Even first up last campaign, he resumed over the 1,400 metres carrying 62 kilos, and he sprinted well fresh on that occasion. So we're expecting him to run a very competitive race tomorrow.
So really, in summary, he is first up like so many in the race, but he doesn't have to lead first up. If Red Excitement goes forward, you're not telling Adam Hieronymus, lead at everything. Let it unfold.
Yeah, certainly. Adam knows the horse well, and he gets on well with the horse. But he's very versatile in that sense.
Gold Standard is one that I'm looking forward to seeing again. Takes a step up into the up and coming here, but I think that tells us what the stable's opinion of this horse is.
Yeah, we do have a very nice opinion of him, and really looking forward to him taking that next step. It is difficult to take that step from maiden class into the black type company, but I thought there was plenty of merit from his last win. I love the way he sort of really pulled away from his competitors late, and he was open to improvement from that race. And the work that we saw on Tuesday morning, he was able to get out and work on the course proper, was work of a horse that's taken improvement from that maiden win. And he's always given us the indication that he's more than capable of winning a race like this, and I think now's the ideal opportunity or the ideal time to give him that chance.
Is this his sort of trip around this mark, or do you think he'll get out a little bit as a three-year-old?
Yeah, look, I do think he'll be able to stretch out, so the 1300 won't pose a problem at all, and I think in time we'll see a really nice miler. He's a lovely big rangy sort of type, and I think his pedigree also suggests that he can get over a little bit further. The progeny of Sebring, they're very versatile.
What about Sweet Redemption? It also returns in a pretty competitive toy show. You've drawn the inside here off a couple of trials.
Yeah, we've given her an extra trial just leading into this. She usually takes a run or two before she hits her peak and her best form. So mindful of that, sort of she's gone quite high in the ratings now, so we tried to have her a little bit more forward this campaign than where she was at previously, and look, been happy with her trials to date, but just going off her previous form, she usually takes a run or two, and particularly once we can get her up to the miles, probably where she's best suited.
Okay, so they're the key runners for you tomorrow out of Randwick. We saw English go to Canterbury on Wednesday, Adrian, and I know it's down to trial on Monday. Looked pretty good there on Wednesday, scooting down the Rosehill or Canterbury straight.
Yeah, she certainly did. I love the way she accelerated up the straight there, and she looked to stretch out nicely. So, she seems to be in good order. A very happy horse at the moment. Looks healthy, and she's still got a fair bit of improvement there. But there was a nice gallop from what we saw on Wednesday, and the trial on Monday will certainly bring her along, and we'll just stick to her. A similar pattern that's worked previously for us. She'll have two trials and aimed to be third up in the Everest, which is usually where she's been third up in the TJ Smith and run some of her best races.
Well, the Tab has a great deal of interest in English being their slot horse for the Everest. So let's hope it's a really strong campaign. And I've got to ask you about Global Glamour. Gay told me yesterday in a text that she's progressing well and, of course, was a big winner last night at the awards.
Yeah, great for everyone involved to pick up that award. She's been an incredible filly for the stable, and there's still a lot more to come from her. So, still a few weeks off before we see her back at the trials, but coming along nicely at this stage. Just bring her along steadily.
Yeah, understand. All right, mate. Well, good luck tomorrow. Hope it's let's hope it's a real big kickstart to our spring carnival with the return of Winx. But you'll be there gunning, and let's hope all the horses run well. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Adrian Bott from Adrian and Gay Waterhouse's stable tomorrow.